applications for any children 0 to 5 that need child care and or preschool. We are also accepting applications for enrollment for upcoming kindergarten students. Visit us for Early Childhood Roundup on March 22nd in Neosho Rapids and March 24th in Olpe from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Contact Laura Evans at levins@usd252.org.
Have a good day!
KBOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:31. Time for What's in Outdoors every Friday morning right here, hosted by our good friend Phil Totten, who has ventured away from Studio North and South. Phil is on the road this morning. What's in Outdoors brought to you every Friday morning by Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny and the great crew at Express Tire and Auto will take great care of you on East 12th near the Water Tower. And Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If they don't have it, Bluestem doesn't have it. It's probably not around. Enough said right there, huh? West Highway 50. And we say good morning to Phil Totten. Phil, good day. How are you doing?
Well, Ron, I'm doing better today than I was doing yesterday about this time. I survived a white knuckle trip to get to Oldman Park. And I get to thinking back. Did I ever tell you that my dad told me that I was mule kicked when I was a kid?
You've told me that. Yes, you have. And I said, yeah, I can kind of see that.
Well, sometimes I woke up about 4 o'clock yesterday morning and I slowly watched the snow start piling up there and in front of the side of the house and wondered, and it was coming down pretty hard. And I was wondering, Phil, what are you doing? It just seems like every time I plan the trip, if you remember, flew to North Carolina on February 2nd. I thought it'd be pretty good February 2nd. The groundhog would see a shadow.
Yeah.
See a shadow, so it'd be sunny. I never saw sun until I got to Charlotte, North Carolina that day. But I am up on the fifth floor here at the State Bridge Motel in Overland Park, overlooking the city, and it's starting to wake up. The traffic is really getting busy, and the sun is trying to come out, so I always think positive thoughts. Rhonda, doing these outdoor shows, and I've been doing them in Iowa, Oklahoma, Colorado, and now I'm up here in Overland Park. I meet a lot of interesting people, and I was really impressed by a young man I met down in Grove, Oklahoma, a couple years ago. His name's Tiger Carman, and I asked Tiger to join us on the show this morning to talk about a product that he's come up with to help people jug fish. And I know his product is a lot more than me tying a string around a milk jug like I used to do when I was a kid. So, Tiger, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you gentlemen doing?
Well, we're hanging in there. We got up, and we're safe. It looks like the storm's broken. What kind of weather do you have down in Ground Lake?
All snow outside. Roads are covered. Nobody's venturing out today, it don't look like.
I bet somebody will sneak out there and go fishing unless it's windy.
I bet you're right. People don't stay off the lake.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Tiger?
Yeah, absolutely. I was born and raised here in Oklahoma, and I'm a citizen of the Muscogee Nation and was named after my great-grandmother, Ada Tiger. I grew up on the Grand Lake of the Cherokees where my grandfather first taught me to jug fish with 2-liter pop bottles, kind of like your Clorox bleach jugs you were talking about. And then over the past 10 years, I came up with the idea and got a patent on it. And then just last year, I entered the Walmart Open Call Made in the USA event, and out of the 14,000 businesses that applied for it, I was one of the less than 200 that got selected to go in stores this year. So that's kind of the road I've been on and what landed me here talking to you today.
Well, you have really been on quite a ride, haven't you? And I know you signed a pretty good contract with a company that's known all across the United States. So tell us a little bit about jug fishing. I know some people probably never tried it.
Right. And jug fishing normally and has always been done just by any kind of floatable object with a line that runs to the bottom tied to a weight with hooks tied in between. But what I've created is the first hands-free fishing flotation device with a stackable, strike-indicating, depth-adjustable grab-and-reel handle ever created. And how it works is like Tiger jugs are made of a UV water-resistant material and come equipped with over 60 feet of 80-pound test monofilament fishing line, two hooks, two swivels, two strips of 60-pound braided nylon, and no roll 8-ounce lead weight, and can be conveniently stacked in a 5-gallon bucket. The capabilities of Tiger jugs are limitless. With the right bait in any body of water, my product can be used to target large varieties of fish and other species, such as catfish, bass, crappie, carp, gar, snapping turtles, or even alligators if you're after them. Possibilities are endless.
We might need to send some of them down to Troy Laundry and see him on Swamp People. That'd be pretty cool. I don't know what I'd do if I got hold of an alligator. I guarantee you, gar are bad enough when you catch one of them. What's been your biggest fish on using Tiger jugs, Tiger?
We caught a 35-pounder last year that set a new record, at least with our new product that we got finalized, like the red, white, and blue. Like, I used to be making these out of raw materials, and I just finally got everything basically streamlined here the past year, and it's made things a lot easier. But, yeah, with these new ones, just 35 pounds is my personal best.
Well, I know the red and blue would be popular here in Kansas, especially with KU making a run to win the Big 12 tournament and going into the March Madness and for the national thing. But, we talked about your equipment on your line. What hooks do you like to use on the Tiger jugs?
You said what kind of bait?
No, what kind of hooks and bait, that'll be appreciated too.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I usually use these offset circle hooks. They do a pretty good job of keeping everything on there, but you'll want to go with whatever size hook for whatever size fish you're trying to go with. And then live bait, I'd say, is always the best. Whatever you can catch in your throw net in the body of water you're fishing for, you'll have pretty good luck. But I always go with perch or shad most of the time.
Well, you know, when we talk about hooks, we have the J hooks, we have Kaylee, we have, or Kale, and we have Circle C hooks. Do you notice any difference when you fish with those type of hooks on your Tiger jugs?
You know, I'm still trying different hooks out all the time because they always have something that looks better than the last one, but hooks that I've used my entire life that catch fish all the time are those True Turn.
Oh, True yeah, Turn that's hooks. An assassin hook, isn't it? That will hook them.
Yes, sir. Had a few go into my hand.
Well, in regulations, Kansas, and time might have got away from me, is only legal probably fishing with jug fishing in Kansas the last 10 years. I didn't know that when I was a kid. Of course, with our concerns with species like the zebra mussel. You have that type of regulation in Oklahoma, and can you leave your jugs unattended out in the water?
Yes, here in Oklahoma, you can leave them. You can leave them overnight, but they like for you to attend them every 24 hours, and then you can have 20 per person here in Oklahoma, and then there in Kansas, you can have up to 8 per person, and then they're allowed in that select amount of lakes that they have listed there in Kansas.
Well, Tiger, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. You're a pleasure to talk to, and keep dreaming big, and hopefully again we'll meet again down the road sometime, maybe even on one of those lakes sometime down in Oklahoma.
Hey, that sounds great to me. I appreciate y'all having me on the show this morning.
Okay, you take care. Well, Ron, let's go to that first break, and then from talking with Tiger in Oklahoma, I'm going to talk to Fred Bommas, whose son, Cliff, is fishing the major crappie tournaments. Now, Cliff, he's been quite a globetrotter these last couple of weeks. He's been down in Alabama, down in Louisiana, and he's fishing a big lake tournament in Mississippi. So we'll get right back to Cliff when you come back to us.
All right. Thank you, Phil. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local. Stay tuned. More up next.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Get your yard and garden spring ready with great savings at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. If it's time to retire that old tiller, Bluestem has just the deals you need on Troy-built tillers to tackle the job. You'll save big on lawn care products from Scotts, Roundup, and Ortho. Find everything you need from sprayers and pruners to seeders and hoses. They've been helping bring your lawn back to life for over 60 years at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE live and local, partly sunny, 21 degrees, it is 8:42. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors. Phil Totten on the road. Expo Overland Park is where Phil is situated here this morning. So how things in KC, Phil?
We will be manning the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas and Missouri booth there at the Westmoreland area. We're going to be doing casting kids and letting the kids fish for prizes. But before we go there, I want to take you to Mississippi, where Fred's boy is fishing a major crappie tournament down there. And I think it's Granado Lake. They catch fish regularly down there, 3 pounds. But I've had Fred on the show before, and he's my running mate these days. So it's something when you get age people, season people like Fred and I out on the road, especially in a city like this, and you can't even see the lines on the road. We're trying to read a GPS to find where we're at, and neither one of us could remember what hotel we booked in last night. We went and had a good meal there at the Black Bear in Olathe with my friend Kim Burnett and his lovely wife, Carolyn. So better get back to business. Fred, how you doing? Now, people, Fred is an accomplished fisherman. He lives there in Manhattan, but he's thinking about moving out to the City Lake at Council Grove. And I see Fred and his dog, Macy, out on the lake all the time fishing together. And he's just like me and Little Murray. Can't hardly go anywhere without those dogs. And Fred, one time, he held the state record for a northern pike that was caught there in Council Grove. So, Fred, how you doing this morning?
Good. I'd like to talk to you maybe about my son, Clifford. He fished in the Alabama River here 3 weeks ago and placed in the money. And 2 weeks ago, he was at Lake DeBarn and he placed in the money. Now this week, he's at Granada. And I talked to him last night on the phone, and he said his 7 biggest fish that he weighed and released in the pre-fish tournament was 19 pounds. But he's doing pretty good, so he's trying to make a go at this. And like I said before, he makes his own jigs called Bombus Jigs. And he's also just recently purchased a plastic bait company, which is called Pro Tough Baits, and they were out of Leavenworth. So he's going to try to make the jigs and the plastic baits go together and make a run at it. But he loves fishing, and of course, I guess, talking for myself, I sort of brought him up that way when he was a kid. I had him out in a boat when he was under 2 years old and fishing lunch fish 8 hours a day with me. That's where he got into his fishing to start with. So,
well, Fred, like father, like son, I like to say, and I sort of liken myself to my father. And I know when I lost him, one of the reasons I do what I do is just passing on the heritage and tradition of the outdoors. And I know you're the same way. Last year I was blessed when you took my little brother Carson fishing when I had planned to come down to the lake for 3 days and you and your wife entertained him. So that was really fun. Well, when it gets warm enough, Fred, what are you going to go out to fish for?
I like to fish for bass normally, but I enjoy even sitting on our seawall down at the Council Grove City Lake. Fishing for channel cat is just relaxing to go out and be outside in the outdoors and fish. And this is what I like to do, and I'll probably continue doing this until I die. So, but I'm not looking for that too quick.
Me either. And what was really cool, Ron, is we went down there to celebrate Fred's 80th birthday. And that seawall was lined with kids. And, of course, they was catching anything from sunfish to tennel cat. And every once in a while, a big old carp will come in there and take the bait, too. But, Ron, let's go to that last break. I want to talk about a little bit about the show and some very special guests we're going to be having come up from Emporia to work that show tomorrow.
All right. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Taunton. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Time to get growing. Lots of work to do, but it sure is easier if you have the right stuff. You can get everything you need for your yard and garden at Bluestem. Hand tools like rakes and shovels, spreaders, seeders, and hose, or get the power you need with a new tiller from Troy-Bilt. Don't forget the weed and bug killer, fertilizers, and grass seed. If you want to grow it or keep it from growing, Bluestem's got it at prices you'll like. That's Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM 847 Sunshine, 21 degrees. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Taunton. Expo time in Kansas City, Overland Park, and that's where Phil is stationed. Gearing up for a busy weekend, as always. Expecting a busy show, Phil?
Well, we never know this time of year, Ron, especially with COVID and, you know, the scares this brought along, and then we are in that Big 12 tournament, but we've got quite a bit of snow, and just the energy that I feel around this show, yes, I think we're going to have some big crowds. The show today will run from 2 to 7, and then we start again tomorrow morning at 9. But tomorrow, Patricia Stein Reyes, Sally Sanchez, and members of the Hispanics of the Day and Tomorrow team will be up in our booth. And, of course, the last 6 years we've been doing Vamosepas carp programs there in Emporia, and it's really catching on. And this year we'll be letting people know about our VAP program at the Earth Day event there at the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center there in Emporia. And I did find out just this past week that on April 2nd, we're going to have another instructor certification class through Wildlife and Parks. So hopefully we can get some people that want to do what Fred and I do out to volunteer and help us with these programs. It was a terrible night last night, Ron, when I got into bed carrying that stuff into that expo and doing the things and setting up. But Sally and Patricia will be there, and we're going to be telling people about our programs that we do and discussing cultural diversity and what's going on with that. And we just find that fishing is a bond that will get people together and a good family bond. We're also going to have Audrey Egan there. She's going to be representing the Emporia Camera Club. So if you don't know about Audrey, she's doing a lot of things with video and taking pictures and even into photo restoration. I mean, if you got a closet full of old photos that are cracking and you're not really seeing them too good, I just really want to see because she can get them set up straight. Tomorrow, Joe Bragg, my buddy, I was going to be at Wichita until this show opened up here at Overland Park. He's going to be doing his, he's a bass proer, bass pro, pro staffer for Cabela's and Bass Pro, and so he's going to be doing 3 day Silmars down there at Wichita. So, people that you listen to the show, if you can't hear me up here in Overland Park, go see Joe because he beats the same drum as I do. And we did have a tremendous amount of prizes that we're going to be giving away tomorrow and today. And we're going to try to figure out how to do it to where we can give a prize away an hour. So I'll be working with the MCs of the show to see if we can't get that. And it might be gloomy out there today, Ron, but I know the smiles of the kids and the families that come to that show when they get doing the backyard bass. I believe you and Chuck did that one time when I was out at the mall with the Emporia Community Foundation. It's a fun event. But we will be giving away a lifetime fishing or hunting license, 2 fishing trips. We're going to be giving away now. I talked with Tom with the Room Du Bois United and his group is going to be giving away turkey hunts for kids. So it's going to be a fun time here in Overland Park today through Sunday.
So where exactly in Overland Park are you?
Well,
where's the expo
at? I'm going to need to look at a map or a GPS. We're going to be at the convention center. I know
okay.
When I leave here, we'll give us a good hour to get there. I think it's only about 8 miles away. Don't laugh, Mr. Thomas. You're going to be there one of these days.
That's good stuff. All right.
Take care, sir.
Phil, you be safe out there, all right?
All righty, Ron. All right. God bless.
Phil Todd, What's In Outdoors. Every Friday morning right here. Phil, a wonderful job working these expos and working with kids and anything to get people outdoors and enjoy what's out there for us to experience. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto always take great care of you on East 12 near that water tower out there. And Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. Yeah, Blue Stem doesn't have it. It's probably not around. That's how that works. It is 8:52. Now the headlines from ABC.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said his military has reached a strategic